Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, Denise. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Which isn't really a show. It's a 30-minute free session, private.
How powerful. God.
But here
I
we are.
I must have won the jackpot.
You did win the jackpot. I won the jackpot, too. Listen, every time I connect with people with the same type of, you know, the agenda, the consciousness, the personal growth,
right.
I win the jackpot, too. What's
cool.
your last name, Denise? I know I wrote it down, but I don't have it in front of me. I just want to write it down.
P as in Peter, E-S-K-I-M, Peskin. P-E-S.
Oh, P-E-S-K-I-N.
Perfect, yeah.
Okay, perfect, Peskin. Okay. Okie dokie. So, you listened to me on the show, and you were inspired to sign up for a free session. So what's going on?
I live in Santa Fe, New Mexico, actually El Dorado, halfway between Santa Fe and Galisteo. And I'm semi-retired, kind of at a change point. I haven't kicked into any kind of new phase. I feel it coming of, you know, my passion. Although everything I do is passion. You know, I hike a lot and teach skiing, all fun stuff. And kind of in between. And I know that I'm, you know, working to embody all the crystalline rainbow frequencies and all that kind of stuff. And I work with Chris Griscom, and because she's right near me, I hadn't seen her in 30 years. Lots of good stuff, but I don't feel like I'm in gear in my life, so to speak. Not that I have to be or do anything in particular, but I know that I have more of an important thing to do, and I don't feel like I'm quite being it yet. And I'm, you know, just kind of floating a little bit. I have to move by the end of October. I've been in this house for a year and a half, and the owners are moving back. So I'm renting a home. And I've had a lot of empowered situations before. I used to make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. I've owned 7 homes in the last 10 years. I owned a medical part-time, a small medical company with trade shows. So very empowered, very busy, made a lot of money, lost a lot. 4 homes in Florida, got audited, and that seemed to change something. I freaked out, I have lawyers working on it now. But just kind of someone trying to stop me from doing my life. And I just, you know, I don't know that I've fully recovered myself from that. But I'm not really in that mode of making a whole lot of money now. I just want to recreate what I'm creating. And I'm, you know, there's nothing wrong, but I'm not feeling as empowered as I know I am. I'm not living as empowered as I know I am. You know, I'm not really in the driver's seat, I don't feel, because I've been in it a lot. I just am in it in a new way. It's a new driver's seat, and it's a new life. And I just want to feel my empowerment more and live it. I know it, but...
Good stuff. Such good stuff.
I've been on my path since my 20s. I'm now 60, so, you know.
Well, so many really good points that you made that I would love to address. Just so many good things to go back to. Now, when you talked about you know, being empowered, feeling empowered, making a lot of money, you know, just always doing, you were just the very active, right? You were just always doing something,
yeah,
always accomplishing something.
But I was actually a massage chair manufacturer. I owned my own business, and I was healing people before I even knew what that meant. You know, pushing buttons at trade shows, having big booths of shows and playing music, making people feel good. And getting them to buy these things for home, you know. And I've been in that business for 42 years. So, you know, whether I was conscious in the earlier days or not, I always was empowering people to empower themselves, you know, and making good money at it. And it was fun. I traveled for 90% of the time. And, you know, so I'm used to a really fun, active, abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to do the things. Or, you know, I love the feeling of that flow, and it's a different life and a different flow, and I feel like I'm not being all that I am, so to speak, I guess. I don't know. I'm just not in the full flow.
Yeah, and so why are you feeling like you're not in the same? Is it because you're not doing the same types of things, or it's you're
not
as
not
active?
Oh no, not at all. Not at all. I've you know, now I don't own any homes that I'm renting, and I sold my ranch in Texas last year, and so I just you know, I'm not just don't feel like I'm calling all the shots. And I don't have to do it in the same way, but, and things, I'd love a wonderful relationship. I'd love a wonderful home. You know, these are the things that I am in the process of manifesting, so to speak. I would love to find my wonderful new creative expression outlet that assists other people as well as myself. And come into the embodiment of all that I am a little bit more. So I'm kind of in between. And that's okay, because maybe it all hasn't come in yet. But I'm just not as happy as I know I can be. And I am inside, but I'm not living it as much. I don't need to do anything like I did, but I need to... express the passion in me and have some of those. I feel like I don't have any of those things yet that I need to, or I'd like to, I want to, or are there but haven't manifested yet. I just kind of floating, kind of, it's like an integration, maybe cocoon thing, and I just, you know, don't
kind of like
to,
maybe a hibernation kind of thing?
Well, you know, hike with people and do that. But, you know, of course, I'm in my own world, which we all are. And I just, I don't know. I'm not really motivated to do anything quite at this moment. You know, maybe in 2 months I have to work on my tax returns. I have to do those other legal things. I have to find a place to live. You know, there's a lot of stuff coming in the future, and I'm kind of in this nothing place, which is not nothing, I know. But I just would like to shift into the driver's seat gear more, and I don't know if I'm not ready for in the vehicle yet, or it's not me, or I don't know.
such good stuff. You know, let me just start by saying this. You hit on so many important, I mean, just so many key areas that I come across a lot. And if you're not feeling what I'm saying, just say, Rebecca, I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
But one of the things that you said, which was really, really a key, just a flag for me. When I say flag, just like zing, zing, you know, my antennas go
right,
up.
Right, gotcha.
Is when you said you're not feeling like you're in the driver's seat. And you're as much as you used to be. You used to feel like you were in the driver's seat a lot, correct?
Correct.
And this being in the driver's seat, okay, so just play with me just for a second. What is if you had a dream car, what would it be? Like if you were being chauffeured around the world or your area, wherever you're living, what car would you want?
I don't know why, but it just came into my mind, Maserati. I don't even know what they look like.
Ooh, I like it. It's a lot of power, a lot of speed. Maserati, I mean, come on. Speed and power, okay, good. And then what color would it be?
Red.
Red. Red Maserati. Now, we're going to pretend, because I don't know how many seats a Maserati has. I don't know if a Maserati has a seats in the back. But you know what? You'll just be sitting in the passenger seat and or the back seat. Let's say you're sitting in the passenger seat, okay? You're in your Maserati, passenger seat. And who's driving?
My spiritual guide.
Good answer. Same kind of thing. The universe is driving.
Correct.
Spirit, universe, Buddha, God, higher power,
right,
whatever you want to call it. The universe is driving. And quite frankly,
with the chauffeur hat.
Yeah, with the chauffeur hat or however you want the universe to be dressed. But let me say this, that the universe has always been driving. Now, you might think that you made things happen and you were making things happen.
Right.
This is just me, but you're never
correct
making anything happen. You are along for the ride. Your job is to either flow or resist. Your job is to either, choose your behavior, choose your personal vibration, and also to choose your perspective. Other than that, you don't have any control over what happens.
Right.
Yeah. So let's that's number one. You're talking about driving. It's
good
really
point. Yep.
It's
good
really
reminder.
It's really to a point where you let go of the steering wheel and just put on your trust. It's all about trust now.
And my pretty outfit that I like to wear. I love clothes and just let the universe drive.
See, I'm getting chills just listening to you. I always get chills when I hear the truth, and I'm getting when the truth is spoken to me or I can feel it. And you know all of this stuff.
Yeah, I do. But sometimes it helps to work with somebody to remind you.
Yeah. And then also, so now we know that you're not driving. And for whatever reason, and I totally get you're saying, well, there's, you know, you could be doing something more, or you want to just be a little bit more active, or for whatever reason, if you are supposed to be, one of the things that cannot speed the universe up, we can't slow it down. We can't stop it from happening, and we can't make it happen. So one of the things, if you are not doing anything, if there's nothing on your things to-do list, if there's no major plans, if you're not engaged in anything, then you're not supposed to be.
I've done really good at allowing myself to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a month or so, I need to start getting some things organized. But I still have a little more. I think the rest of the summer is important for some kind of energy downloads and integration or something. Who knows? Who cares? But I just, I don't want to fool myself. And I have been so miraculously guided and empowered so much of my life that I just don't want to not do what I came here to do, whatever that is.
Okay, okay. I love it. I love it. And let me say this. You've been so empowered and you've been so inspired and guided. And don't think that anybody's taking a vacation or taking a break.
Right.
You all will always be inspired. You always will be guided. And now you're
right.
You're
being... live when I'm not. I know. I mean, you know,
yeah.
There's
and
no
the
life
thing
without
is,
that.
And now you're being guided just to do nothing.
Right.
And to be okay with doing nothing. And to, you know, these thoughts about the only reason why we suffer is because of our thoughts. About what
right.
we should be doing, what we should not be doing. It's only because of these thoughts. And there are two entities that I say, there's two entities that have a voice in my head. And there's the man-made entity. Some people call it the ego. Whatever you want to call it, it doesn't really matter. It's that voice of, I'm not doing something, I'm not doing enough, I'm lazy, I'm procrastinating, I should have accomplished more. Something's wrong.
Right. Endless chatter, right.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
It's that chatter, and then there's the other voice, which is the universal voice, that just has one message, one sentence, which is everything is in order. Everything is unfolding, perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just tell you a really, really quick story. When I was younger, I was brought up in a home where I had to do something. I remember my mother would say, do something, even if it's wrong. And it's all about doing something. And it took me, especially with this, you know, now you're a happiness specialist? Really? Okay, so let's test you, Rebecca. Let's test you.
Right.
Right? Yeah. I want you to sit on your butt Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a whole weekend, and do absolutely nothing. And, this is a killer, Denise, and feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a long time. I could do nothing, but it took me a long time to feel good about doing nothing. And when I say doing nothing, I mean nothing. No phone calls, no reading, no writing, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how long it took me to feel good about myself doing nothing? True story.
How long?
Almost 2 years.
I can believe it. But since I was always so busy at trade shows, I was also really good at the opposite. So my hotel rooms became my spa retreat, and I'd travel with my own candles and little twinkly lights and a coffee maker and microwave, which I'd have to hide in my suitcase because you're not allowed to bring, you know. So my retreat, it was either out there or retreat, pretty much. So I can do, I'm just wondering if I, you know, with this audit thing, and I didn't do anything wrong, but I had to get a lawyer, and the person I originally hired screwed up, and I had to get somebody else. That's why I had to get a lawyer, and now they want 2 more years of audit. And I'm not making any money now anyway, so who cares, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except I also can't really make a lot of money right now. Well, I could if I started an LLC under a different name. But I'm wondering if I am still as empowered, I guess. Maybe I'm judging myself. Could be. But I just... okay.
Well, you're judging, you're not only judging yourself, you're just judging your whole situation. And, you know, you've said it twice, you haven't done anything wrong and this happened. Well, there's a reason for everything happening, and there's a message for everything happening. And it's never as apparent, or it's never as obvious as the just,
right.
Okay, I'm being audited, now I don't know, it didn't do anything, and now I'm being audited, and it's a big pain in the ass. But that's just there's something deeper than that. There's something deeper that.
I don't
really
understand what it is.
Yeah,
I don't understand
what
it is.
Yeah.
I'm giving my power away to something, and I don't
know. No, you're not.
That I'm doing
Okay. No, you're not. No, you're not giving your power away. You're not giving your power away at all. What you're doing is you're trying to understand the universe's plan with your human mind.
Correct. Yeah.
And quite frankly, listening to you, and I'm just, you know, just first, you're doing a lot of past and future. You're doing a lot of, you know, what happened yesterday, what I did yesterday, and quite frankly, what?
Gotcha. Good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And
you're just
not
trying to listen to me and sift through what you're hearing.
Exactly. Exactly.
In a helpful way, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, none of it's meant to be. One of the things that I do really, really easily is just get to the bottom line. I like to say, you know, the least common denominator, what's really going on here. And sometimes feelings, it's not about feelings or anything or hurting your feelings. That's not it, because, you know, I can't hurt your feelings anyway.
We're both have the same goal here to, you know, bring me to the happiness that I am.
Yes. Yes. And let's
fully
say
embodied.
And let's say that you see, number one, you never lost it. All it is, I like to say that we live in different seasons. You know, there's a distinct difference between summer and winter and fall and spring. And that same thing with what I found for myself is I'm in different seasons as well. Uh-oh.
Right.
Hold on a second. Can I? I'm actually in an office. I'm in my other job, and I'm just in an office, but I'm not going to let you go.
Okay.
What I was going to say is, and I'll give you a call back if I have to get off this phone, no problem. What I want to say is the past, yes, you're not blocking anything. There's nothing wrong. All it is is shifting thoughts and gaining more perspective of this is a time to relax. This is a time to kick your feet up. This is a time to be okay with everything that's happening and be okay with everything that's not happening.
And know that I am okay, too.
Yes.
I mean, really know that deeply. There's maybe a little part that doesn't really know that everything's okay.
That's
even
right.
Even though I love my inner child and do a lot of soul integration there. And I, you know, love those parts of me that don't feel that knowing. But I think maybe that's... We don't know it in our heads. We know it in our hearts, and we don't have to know anything anyway.
Yes. Yeah. But let me say this. The big number one is just trusting, just really trusting. And I trust. How do I gain, you know, and always ask the universe for questions, which is, I always like to use the word how do I? And, the second thing is, you know, you said knowing and you said loving. I want to throw in a word which I like better than just loving myself. Loving, you know, come on. Loving, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love myself, fine. Let's throw in the word accept. And accept you and accept where you are. Accept where you are and accept what you're doing, which right now is nothing.
And I get afraid sometimes, I better be doing this, or I better be doing, like, looking for my new place. And then I go, no, the universe will tell me when that time is ready. You can
relax
now.
That's right. It will tell you.
Right. I know that. But, yeah, that's kind of the stuff I'm working through. Okay. Accept where I am.
Yes.
Okay.
Accept. That's it. And let me give you a call back in, and I'm going to just going to have to end it right now, but I'm going to give
okay.
you a call back in 3 minutes, and we're going to continue, okay?
Okay.
3 minutes, because I have a
Thank
little
you.
Bit more time, but I have more things I want to say.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds wonderful.
Okay,
yep,
call
I'm
you back.
I'm not going anywhere, so when you
okay,
can.
Good.
Okay.
Perfect.
Love
All right,
you,
sweetie.
Rebecca.
Uh-huh. Love
Bye-bye.
You, too.
Bye.